Hello and welcome to the very first One Up podcast. Here on YouTube or iTunes, you can subscribe to either, and we'd appreciate it if you would. And so I'm joined by Brayden.
Yep.
Say hello, Brayden.
Here.
And Austin.
Hello.
Hi.
A.K.A. Haldor. How do you even say it?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Hodor.
Hodor.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, and so, what is the One Up Podcast? This is the very first One Up Podcast. And so, what's One Up Podcast? Well, we're going to basically talk about the latest gaming news and gaming industry. Yada, 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 yeah. So, Austin kind of picked out some good things to talk about, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
Har-har.
Austin, you can...
Well, let's start.
Alright, let's get into this. Yeah, podcast time.
Let's get to this bitch.
Podcast.
I don't know if anybody heard, but... Fallout 3... It had some interesting radio stations.
Like,
and it was actually an Easter egg.
Like, www, or KKKK. I didn't mean it that way. No, I didn't mean it.
What?
No, like, okay, fun fact, if a radio station, or TV station in that case, is west of the Mississippi, it's a K. If it's east of Mississippi, it's E. The more you know.
That's interesting.
The more you know.
Anyway,
I mean,
but
it's not
E,
it's W. So it's like...
They were actually... Alright.
Sorry.
No, they're actually pretty controversial. They predicted, I can't remember whose death, and then they're saying that Britney Spears is going to win an Oscar in 2023. They also said...
Totally, yeah, so Britney going to win an Oscar.
They said
they
predicted some person's death. Like, exactly. I can't remember who it was. And they predicted the Queen of England's death. That did not happen.
Yet.
I was, like, really pumped to just see her die and Fallout would be right.
Yeah.
The Queen's gonna die.
You know,
okay,
it would have been the greatest thing ever.
I guess it's confession time. I've actually never played any of the Fallout games. Okay, stone me with rocks now, I guess. Throw the rocks at me.
Well, Brayden hasn't either, have you,
Brayden? New Vegas. I played quite some of New Vegas, but that was it.
In my defense, it's on my Steam wishlist, so I guess that halfway counts. It's on my Steam wishlist. So
halfway.
If you want to
like
get 25% it for me.
25% counts.
That kind of counts, and I've heard of it, and it's like that one blonde-haired guy smiling and giving a thumbs up, right?
Yeah, that's
that one game
boy.
Where you can shoot your dad with a BB gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That one.
Yeah.
This she was supposed to die, if it were correct, she would have died March 19th at 4-something p.m.
Wait, IRL or in-game?
IRL. It's a big controversial thing. I just went over this.
Oh. You see, I'm slow, so I'm probably not the best podcast host.
Jake is very slow.
I'm slower than Windows XP. I'm slower than Internet Explorer. I'm sorry. Sorry. And Nerd Talk, actually, Windows XP a few days ago, it went up, like, Microsoft support went up. So if you're still running XP, I would recommend you get an upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still running
RFDB.
No one.
Bombed by viruses and stuff. And why would anybody still be running XP? It's like 12 years old. Windows XP is like 10 or 12 years old. Why would you still be running
it? When was the last time it was updated?
I don't know. Windows loves to update things.
Never.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Who knows?
They quit updates. They quit support for it. It's 10 or 12 years old. Time to move on. It's time to move on over your loss, buddy. I'm sorry.
Get a life.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry, back to Fallout.
I was actually really pumped to see that happen. That would have been really
the Queen
cool.
of England
but it
died.
Actually, it would have been terrible.
It would have been terrible, yes. It would have been freaky. It would have been freaky.
Cool.
It would have been fun.
It would have been interesting.
It
Let's put
been,
it that way.
Okay,
it
would have been interesting.
I don't want to offend any Brits, but...
I want to see your queen die for America.
It would have been really interesting if that had happened.
I want to see your queen die for America.
It had already been right once.
We shall burn her at Walmart.
Yeah, March 19th has passed, and the Queen is, as far as I know, still living.
Still
I probably would have heard news.
When was the last time you checked, Austin? Every day Austin checks Google.
Is the Queen alive? Has the Queen died yet?
You
would have
seen it on the internet if the Queen had died. It would have been, like, everywhere. It would have been on the news, every single news station. It would have been, like,
what
on every link.
What if the
anything.
Queen really died, and she's just a cyborg now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... it's
it
like,
happened within like 2 seconds and nobody knew about it.
It's like
she's actually a Cyberman now.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh well.
Well.
You
I'll
must
see you guys
be upgraded.
In the afterlife.
Dun, 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 dun. You must be upgraded.
Gosh.
Delete.
Sweet Caroline. Perfect.
So are they going to make another Fallout game, or what?
What?
What's the dealio with that? Are they going to make another Fallout game, or
is probably
Fallout
I mean,
franchise?
They haven't actually announced anything.
Guess what? Yeah, we have some new news. Half-Life 3 has not been released yet.
Hey guys, it's 2014, right? Okay. So
make that 2016. No, now it's 2013.
So 20. Well, no, I mean not. So you had the PS4, right? Doesn't read. And you have the Xbox One peasantry. And you subtract one from four. What do you get? 3. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Yep. Steambox.
I need to Google just like Half-Life 3 confirmed jokes. And welcome to the Half-Life 3 confirmed show, where we just talk about Half-Life 3.
For an entire
no
duration
podcast,
of 45
it's
minutes.
Half-Life 3
yes,
cast.
For the entire duration of 45 minutes. I probably shouldn't be actually talking about Half-Life 3 that much, because I'm still needing to play through Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and 2. I'm almost beating
Loser.
Half-Life 2.
What?
Brent, you haven't played any of them, now shut up.
I played the majority of Half-Life
2. No, you haven't.
But whatever.
You watched me play it.
Yeah, you did a little co-op thing together that one night.
No, he didn't do co-op, he just watched me play.
Well, a while ago, whenever the Orange Box was popular, I played that a ton.
Orange Box is so funny. You know what they should do? They should come out with a second Orange Box. It's called the Steam Box. Get it? Get it? Nah. I would like dive.
Is this what's gonna happen? We're just gonna start talking about something that's gonna keep going back to Valve?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Everything.
There you go.
All paths lead to Gaben. All roads lead to Gaben.
All right. Wait, let me get this. Yeah, it's Cosmo Wright. He is a live stream speedrunner guy on Twitch.
Austin has a bit of a crush on him.
Sure, let's say that. Actually, I've been watching him a lot recently because it was about a week ago he beat his own world record. In Ocarina of Time, any percent, which means that...
Kiss when I beat my own record.
Hey, guys.
He speedruns it.
I have another life.
He speedruns it, and he can do as much as he wants, and he can do as many glitches as he needs to, just get the game done as fast as you can. He had the world record of, like, 19 minutes, 15 seconds, and he brought it up to, like, 18 minutes, 50-something seconds. So it's a good 20-second difference.
How do you...
Because it's a Nintendo 64 game, and you can flip through half the walls in it.
I can't even get through a level Half-Life in that amount of time. Like,
well,
I'm just like,
we're also talking about
Yeah, well, he knows what he's doing.
That's pretty much the opposite of me.
Yeah.
I know what he's doing? What is that?
Drake that knows what he's doing when it comes to everything but FPS.
I can play some Counter-Strike Global Offense, dude. Come on.
Well, would you consider Half-Life an FPS or a strategy?
It's more of an action game. It's more of an action adventure, I suppose. It's not really FPS per se.
Counter-Strike?
I'm going to Counter-Strike. No, we're talking about Half-Life.
No, Half-Life.
Half-Life.
Counter-Strike's FPS.
Yeah. No,
Counter-Strike is an action adventure game. Good job.
No, we're talking about Half-Life.
Yeah, I know.
So let's talk about that Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator.
I need this game. It's coming out. If you're getting the podcast as soon as it comes out. Comes out April 1st, which is, I hope it's not an April Fool's joke. Like, oh, there's no Goat Simulator. I'd be mad. Well, they do have a pre-order, so they can't really take people's money and just like, oh, it's a joke. They can't really do that. So I'm assuming it's legit.
You know, they'll make it so that you can pre-order it on April 1st.
Yeah.
No, you can go ahead and
make it so you can pre-order it now, give them money, and then it doesn't come out.
Give guys in California money.
Yeah.
How do they're in California? How do you know they're not in...
It's a joke.
Nigeria. They're Nigerian.
In Kansas. Oh, wait, they're not in Kansas anymore.
I see what you did there. That's they're in Rapture.
Really?
Is a man not entitled to
way
this?
Way to ruin the joke.
Brow. You see, I think Andrew Lyon... Andrew Ryan?
Andrew Lyon.
Rar. Andrew Ryan and Cave Johnson could get along. What do you think?
Maybe.
It may be conflicting personalities.
Seriously.
What?
Cave Johnson doesn't take himself as seriously.
True.
No.
But they're both like, rah, rah, like you know what I mean? Like they're both.
Yeah.
They're both like mar mar.
I do what I want when I want. Yeah.
All I want.
What was that voice? I do what I want when I want.
I do what I want when I want. I pay the bills around here. I can record anything I want on these tapes. I pay the bills around here.
Buy a house and then you can pay my bills.
I bought $1 million salt mine out in Utah. I think it's Michigan. It's rumored that Aperture Science would be...
Dogecoin mine.
I have Dogecoin mine. I have about like $5 in Dogecoin. So, thank you
very
much.
I have zero.
I'm investing into the future with Dogecoin. To the moon. Going to the moon with Dogecoin.
Drake's gonna fund for his trip to outer space with Dogecoin.
Yes, yes. I will leave a Dogecoin wallet address in the description. Well, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on iTunes, it's D7, it's a bunch of numbers.
Go to YouTube.
It's a whole
and subscribe. And if you're on YouTube, go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. It's not that hard.
Unless you don't want to.
What do you think they have free will, Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, wrecked. I'm teabagging people.
Get wrecked, noob. Back to Goat Simulator. So, I'm really excited for it.
So, for some reason.
It has co-op.
Does it have co-op?
It'd already be better than Don't Starve.
I think it's just...
It'd be better than, like, 75%
of the game. It'd already be better than Dragon Ball.
I think it's just single player.
Yeah, probably.
Online multiplayer.
But what I was looking at earlier...
Like,
I'm going to get on Steam.
...with your friends across the country.
But it looks like all you do is just kind of run into stuff and lick stuff.
And pet stuff.
Like, I wish... Okay, I wish you could, like, put... custom things in there, so I could put like Brain Ross in there and just like
it would be great if you could like run and just slam into the White House and just hit the nuke button.
It's like nuke
or Parliament, whatever.
So I think Goat Simulator is going to be a game changer for the gaming industry.
Drake is hashtag hype for Goat Simulator.
Hashtag hype. I'm going to hype this more than EA hypes everything.
Why are we talking about EA?
I don't know. Welcome to EA, where we have a DLC for hype.
In the game. Oh, you want to be excited? Please pay $10.
For the DLC.
Plus tax. And shipping and handling.
You want to get excited?
You want to get excited? Please purchase the excitement DLC.
Yeah.
You'll also get a free gun camo in Battlefield 4.
No. We're not.
I only play The Sims.
Guys, my sim, guys. I gotta get back to it.
That's how it is. I get some sort of bonus with a game, and then I don't play the game that the bonus is for.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, whatever.
I haven't actually. I got Battlefield 4 that came with China Rising when I got it back back on Black Friday because it was like $25.
Back in the
like,
day, Drake got Battlefield 4.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in his day.
Back my,
I think I got it by accident too. I didn't pre-order it, but I came in on release day and got it. So they gave me a pre-order copy. I got all the codes and stuff.
I pre-ordered Pokemon White on the
racist.
And but I still got that fire Pokemon that you got if you pre-ordered it. So.
Destroy it with fire.
Okay. What's our next topic, Austin?
I don't know. Let's see.
Find out.
Titanfall 2, yeah.
So I can only imagine EA taking pre-orders for that already. It's like, okay, Titanfall 1 just came out. Here's the pre-orders.
No, the sales did
DLC
so well.
The DLC for Titanfall 2 pre-order.
How many...
The Xbox One just shot up in sales after Titanfall. And so
but PS4 is still ahead.
PC is always ahead.
So now they're getting all hyped and they want to make a Titanfall 2 because of their success. I don't know when that's getting released. I don't want to say it's a yearly thing, but
well, one thing with EA is it's not Valve time.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite.
They push things out before.
How Titanfall used something to do with Valve. Was it?
Source Engine. Yeah.
And so, do you think they will put in, Titanfall, maybe the mechs, maybe some guns onto Gmod or something?
That would be cool. Maybe.
That would be cool, Titanfall and Gmod.
It would be awesome.
I saw a funny comic, I think it was on Reddit or something, where it was like, why don't we just wait for, why don't we wait 2 minutes before going onto the battlefield when the Titans are ready?
Yeah.
And it was like that. World Peace Prize awarded to.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you just hop out there and then you have to wait a certain amount of time before you can actually get your Titan.
I played the
beta. Don't worry,
beta.
Pilot.
The beta was fun.
Yeah, we all
fun.
Did.
I remember
the beta
Michael.
Was great, except my computer couldn't run it.
So
I was stuck killing minions.
Story time for the podcast listeners. So, I was over at Brayden's house, and Michael was like, "This is when it was a closed beta."
I got a free Titanfall beta code off of Drake.
Yeah, and so this was because EA accidentally sent me two, so I had two codes.
Yes.
And so, Michael, if you ever watch him, Michael's in some of our videos. He hasn't been in a lot recently. I mean, he's kind of the quieter type.
Nobody's been in him recently.
True. Anyway. So Michael's like, oh, you want to give me one of those Titanfall keys? We get this evil idea, okay?
Oh, we trolled him.
Oh,
so
my gosh. Evil.
I feel bad for
him. I do feel bad, but it's also like, ah. So,
it was awesome.
There's this code in, I think it's Visual Basic or some language. You can save it, and then basically what it will do, it'll open and close your CD drive.
Your CD drive over and over. And you can set the amount of time it happened.
Yeah, and I customize the time.
Yeah.
And so I replace the icon.
And so, of course,
icon.
Just Drake
no
is setting it up on my
here, right on your desktop.
So he's got he's got three different tabs of Titanfall beta or no viruses here.
And so I replace icon with the Titanfall icon. And I just changed the title to Titanfall. And it Titanfall setup. And I just send it over Skype. Here you go. And it's less than 1 megabyte. It's how can this possibly be the Titanfall setup?
Yeah.
Michael falls for it, and he's like, oh, no. And Susie starts it up. Oh, no, Michael, you got a virus. And he freaks
he
out.
He was so mad at us, though, for the next, week.
And
at
I
least
think,
me.
Well, I think, the next day or the day after, they came out with a public beta, so no damage done.
Yeah.
But I do kind of feel bad about that.
Except the majority of, our friends that got the beta, on open beta, they, the textures were messed up. Gun textures.
The textures, when I played, the textures were kind of low quality.
Beta.
Mine were fine, but they
not
were, seeing blobs.
Compared to Battlefield 4, the textures were kind of, they were kind of low quality.
Compared to Battlefield 4,
I actually I didn't get to play the beta that as much as I wanted to. I wanted to play a lot, but I was gone at a conference and I couldn't.
You were at the conference.
At the conference.
the Ultimate Conference.
It was actually a beta club.
Okay.
You beta believe it.
Titanfall beta.
Even
beta
more nerdy.
Club.
Even more nerdy.
Oh, I was at beta club when Titanfall beta was going on.
Oh, God, you guys are lame.
I need new friends. Why does Audacity... So I'm sorry if the audio is kind of jacked up, because Audacity keeps raising and lowering the volume. I don't even know what it's doing, honestly.
Blame Audacity.
Should we just yell the rest of the time to keep it raised?
Yes, we should, and it will totally distort the volume.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that sounds good.
Hopefully normalizing it will fix it. Who knows?
Okay.
God, you were supposed to tell everyone.
In other news, I guess it's sort of a more developer news, but it's still news. You know the Unity game engine, right?
Drake.
Shut up.
UDK.
No, not UDK. Unity.
Oh. Nope, never heard of it.
Assassin's
Creed Unity?
No, it runs Rust. Let me think of other games.
Oh. Does it run Gary's Mod?
Oh, no, that's Source Engine.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, I know that.
Brayden, you're stupid. Liar. I can't think of any popular games off the top of my head, but a lot of games run it. It's a pretty cool game engine. I've actually
Drake can't think
up
of any
Kerbal Space Program. Just,
Oh, God, I need to re-download that demo.
That was fun.
Well, then do it.
Rust was made with
it. Base.
Subway Surfers was maybe that's kind of surprising. Bad Piggies. Okay, so a lot of... Anyway, a lot of... I can't really find the more AAA games that play it. But anyway, they came out with a new version of Unity. It's Unity 5, and so that's kind of effect. I guess some newer games will start seeing better graphics and more features. I suppose.
Me and Austin are just silent.
I think it's more toward mobile development. Okay, so enough with the nerd stuff. We'll go back to whatever you guys want to talk about.
Whatever. Well, I mean, it's scripted.
No,
this actually isn't scripted.
It's
at
not
all.
Really. We have topics to discuss, so it's just not like I like pie. So it's not a dead air. We have something to kind of talk about. We have like a topic list. So we're not like.
Five things.
We're
gonna make this 45 minutes.
Yeah, let's just go
Drake,
45 minutes.
Drake, I got a question for you.
Drake. I may or may not have an answer, depending.
What pre-order are you most looking forward to that is coming out within this year?
Valve time or... Because all roads lead to Valve.
Any game
that I can take any question and somehow make it
relate
to Valve.
Half-Life 3 from there.
Half-Life 3, or any 3. Anything
non-Valve
with a 3 in it.
Valve time.
Half-Life 2, episode 2.5.
2.1.
If I just worked at Valve, I'd make a demo. I'd make like a troll game. It'd be Half-Life 2, episode 2.5.
And you'd actually be downloading a virus.
Hopefully you close your disk tray.
Hey, Michael! Shout out to Michael. Let's see.
So there's this Japanese game on the Steam front page.
Is it Go Go Nippon?
No.
Wait, what?
You've never heard of Go Go Nippon?
No.
No? Oh, God, that game is the best. Is it the Ikaruga?
What well, annoys me things. Is on Steam.
I know what you're talking about. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's on Steam.
I can't remember.
It's Influent. That's what it's called. It has, like, Japanese text. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That Japanese game, just because it has Japanese text.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Karuga.
What was I going to say?
Actually, it has English text, too.
What annoys me is it keep adding mobile games to Steam.
Yeah, Breach and Clear.
Breach and Clear is a mobile game. Plague Inc. is a mobile game. They keep adding mobile games.
I saw Breach and Clear on iOS, I think it was.
I think I have it on my iPad, I don't know.
I saw
but
something.
What really upsets me about the gaming industry is, mobile games. Like, people think they're a gamer if they play Candy Crush.
Okay,
I play Candy
example,
Crush and Flappy
example.
Birds, I'm a gamer.
One example that really makes me mad, I get Plague Inc. Plague Inc. was extremely popular on iOS mobile game.
It's fun to eradicate the whole world.
It's fun to play and everything.
I named a virus twerking, well, and it said everybody dies
from twerking.
For some
reason, they decided to add it to Steam. I get that. It's kind of... I wouldn't get it. I don't know who would. Drake. But...
you see, I may have an abundance of money, but I'm not going to waste it.
But
I'm going to buy more games like No Time to Explain.
It's like $3. It's like $3 on the
I'm not
going to
waste my money. I'm going to buy hats. I'm not going to waste my money.
And on Steam, it's $15. How?
Because on Steam, you got to use a mouse, and that like totally worth it.
Totally worth the extra $10.
It does look 3D. It looks different. It looks, the screenshots. I do have it pulled up.
Yes, you do, don't you?
So, it is a bit different. I think there is, more gameplay. I don't know.
I don't know.
But...
One does try.
Funny story. When they first came out with the Steam tags, everything went haywire. Like... My favorite was Call of Duty, Ghost. Call of Duty Ghost.
Ghost.
It was labeled Fish AI. I forgot all, but it really backfired. And it was hilarious. And some of them are still hilarious. Like, remember the Barbie game? The Barbie game?
Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse game.
Let me pull it up real quick. Valve is, I guess it's starting to be filtered.
That was great.
I can't pull it up. It's not working. But I think Valve's starting to filter some of them, so they're not really anymore. But, okay, Steam is not being able to connect. What the heck?
Yeah, it did that with me, but I'm working now. It's working.
It was down the other day, Friday. It was down.
Well, I was on Friday. I was out doing snowboarding stuff.
Yeah,
because that was
cool.
Awesome.
What kind of server is that? Outside.
What is this?
Does
outside?
It have good ping?
When you know you've lost all faith in your children.
Have you guys
Does
ever gotten
this outside
to,
have good graphics?
The Steam trading cards, I guess.
What
oh,
else?
God,
do?
Don't.
Okay, so have you ever noticed that, I guess, audience, you may or may not know about
You
this,
can sell them.
But, okay, by your username, if you go to your user activity page, profile, that you have, like, a number. Like, I am level 6.
Oh, I'm, like, level 3, I think.
Austin, you're level 3. Anyway, trading cards will help you level up.
I'm a level 2. I'm a newbie.
And so you only get a certain amount of trading cards from each game. You get a certain amount of drops. And so you had to trade and buy them from the market and stuff, and yada yada yada. And they're about like 10 cents. So, but then again, you're buying a lot of 10 cents trading. You're buying a lot of 10 cent trading cards on the internet. That's not real trading cards. That really don't have real value for a level that doesn't really matter in the long term.
Yeah. Well,
can you guys look at me
with
Steam level
6? That's just because I can.
We do what we must because we can.
Wait.
Right.
Brayden.
You will never win.
Oh, have you guys ever played the game Super Hexagon?
No.
Okay, audience, if you already know what it is, you probably...
Austin's nickname is Bob.
Audience listening, if you probably ever played it, you are probably screaming, don't ever play it, because it's addicting and it's hard, and you'll hate it for the rest of your life.
Like 2048?
Yes, it's the addicting yet hard way in 2048, but 2048, you'll get like a good 5 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
And then you'll just like fail and be like, now this, you'll get all of 10 seconds into the game.
Flappy Birds.
It's more complicated than Flappy Birds. I don't think it's actually Flappy Birds, it's Flappy Bird.
Whatever.
Get it right.
I actually made my own Flappy Bird clone. Not in the app
store,
I'm having some problems.
Flappy Bird sucks because you can't buy hats.
Oh, dang it.
I need to have like a Flappy Valve Or
Flappy Gaming. It's got a, each tube is like a number going up.
Flappy Gaming.
Once it gets to two, it just keeps on staying at two. Two. And the bird is Gabe Newell's face.
Gaming.
Drake, make that.
I'm going to make this. I'm going to use my free time to make Flappy Gaming. Mark my word, gaming industry. This will take you by surprise.
You have a Fallout New Vegas RP.
In other news, because we have a lot of other news, Valve came out with a documentary called Free to Play. It's about a Dota 2 championship. Trying to win $1 million. So how do you guys feel about esports?
How do I feel about it?
I mean,
I guess they're okay.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like in the future they may even be comparable to sports. Esports. I think they're growing. Because you obviously have a $1 million prize if you win the Dota 2 championship.
Yeah, that's more than half the GSN network. GSN has. GSN, GSN network, same difference.
Anyway. So.
I feel like gaming was watching me.
Toby, is it just on
now
Steam?
I got that song stuck in my head.
I
have been the same.
See, I told you, all conversations lead to Valve. Like, this is just going to be like Valve talk time.
Valve talk
Austin,
time.
Austin, you've been rather quiet for the past minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm figuring out a game to play. I just launched a single-player Minecraft world. I don't know why.
Why?
Get out of that game, foo. We do no podcast.
Alright, fine.
I don't think we're doing that half bad for our first podcast. Now, again, we could be doing terrible, but we wouldn't know.
We're probably doing terrible.
Probably.
We're hated by half the world.
So yeah. I'm just going to go through my Steam wish list, and we can discuss that.
Read off. Us.
No.
The Stanley Parable. Is there this Stanley Parable?
I already have that.
Is it a fun game?
It's a fun game, but once after like a week of having it, I haven't played it since. Mm.
Is there
but
like
it's extremely
an actual
fun for that period of time?
Like, is there an ending
like one
to
of the
it?
Best games I've played.
If there's not an ending to it, it's going to drive me crazy. Like, is there actually like, a way to beat it?
There are multiple things to it, but not really make any sense.
Space Another engineers, because Austin bugged me to get that. He's like, telling everybody to get like, oh, get space engineers.
I'm probably going to get that in the near future.
And plus the space. Gotta go to space.
That's what you always say, and you never get anything. Space. You have like four space. Games in your Steam library.
I need to get that. I need to get that. I need to get that. I need to get that.
To get this one.
I have 56,
Drake
noobs.
Drake wants me to get this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Get wrecked. Drake wants me to get this one, too.
Get wrecked. I have 56. Get wrecked.
Connect Sports on Steam. Woo!
Yes, Connect Sports. Best game ever. So MLG.
One, two...
You want the best
three,
PC exclusives.
Four, five, six, PC seven.
Exclusives.
Put your NFL Fantasy League on Steam.
It's club. It's called Club Penguin. Have you ever played the MMO called Club Penguin?
Of course.
Yes.
So it's an MMO. It's on. Unfortunately, it's not on Steam, but it's on clubpenguin.com. It's an excellent PC exclusive, and you can waddle.
You have like 16 games. It's nothing. Compare to Drake.
Drake is... compare me to Drake. Drake wins games off of the PC masteries.
And then he buys everything.
And then he wins $50 Steam gift cards off of the PC subreddit.
No. That's off of the network.
Off.
TGN. TGN. Yeah. And a lot of them I got on sale, so, you know, I actually have... Like, I got all the Bioshocks on sale, I got Arma on sale, I got...
Half-Life.
Yeah, I got a lot of those. I got GTA on sale. Now, I had actually got a 50% off coupon for One Finger Death Punch. That game is fun. I never heard of it before, but it's fun.
Neither have I.
Basically, you don't use a keyboard, no keyboard. You have your mouse, and like there's like little stick figure ninjas that come up to you. It's a lot of fun. It's worth the $250.
Well,
probably the biggest story is that the new Assassin's Creed game, it had screenshots leaked. It was going to be set in Paris, and that's all true because Ubisoft released a trailer of it.
No.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
Now,
So, yeah.
Unification.
Now it's just Unity.
Unity. So well, is Assassin's Creed 5? You see.
No, it's
when
not.
When I first started not. Playing...
God.
I typed in AC Unity, and I went to, Google Images, and that was just showing up a bunch of air conditioning units.
What?
Like, none of the air conditioning things that go outside by your house. There's just a ton of those. There's one on fire. There's one in the car. There's one on a colored roof. There's one Lowe's guy's installing one. There's one filled in, like, cotton or something.
Lowe's guy's.
There's one in a window. There's one with, like, a fireman dropping it out a window. There's, like, one from the Brave Drake, Little Toaster. One. This is my favorite so far. I'm going to save this one.
Save
image. Like, Monk, why do you have a picture of the Brave
Little
Toaster?
Is it wrong that I'm attacking G-Man with a lightsaber?
Yes, that is completely wrong.
What?
The G-Man's what? A mystery in itself that we'll talk about another day. It's not gonna. Okay, so I'm done looking at AC Unity. I'm just gonna look at the Brave Little Toaster now.
I'm watching Twitch plays Pokemon.
Okay, well, no. We need to focus on the podcast. People focusing on us.
Okay, this is funny.
So
it's hard as crap.
So what what might we see in AC Unity, other than
well,
the air conditioners?
Well, you're a French person named Arno, so...
Really?
Arno.
Where do you get
Arno.
That?
Arno.
Yeah, it's some not French, but some... Yeah, I think it is French.
Paris.
His name's Arno.
Paris.
Paris, France.
Paris Indian.
Paris Indian. Good
Paris,
job.
Terrorist Indian.
Arno.
No, Drake, we said Paris, not terrorist.
Terrorist win.
Terrorist.
Counter-terrorist win.
Well, as far as what we're going to see, it's, as we said 67 times, it's going to be set in Paris.
Paris.
And the Paris. Guy now has a... I don't know. I think it was like a black and blue suit.
Instead of getting all fancy hey. There, aren't they?
Yeah.
When I first started playing AC4, and like you know what? Kind of at the beginning, you like
Drake sucks.
You
it.
Go. Oh yeah, I forgot you had that.
Yeah. I actually played it a little bit, and I want to do a Let's Play on it. Maybe I don't know if nobody else wants to do it. So you know about like 10 minutes into it, after you like. Like you get out of the simulation, sort of.
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought, like, the Aversigo entertainment thing, I thought that was actually legit and real. I'm like, why is a game development company advertising within the game? Like, I thought that was, like, one of the game developers. Like,
that's low.
I'm an idiot. Like, I thought, like, Aversigo entertainment was real. I seriously did. I'm an idiot. Taking pictures, are we?
I cheer up picture.
Why is there so many Brave Little Toaster
what?
Movies?
Brave Little... There are a ton of Brave Little Toaster movies. Did
I
should
do a Brave Little
that?
Toaster game, because I want to do a Let's Play on that.
Brave Little Toaster.
There is.
Go,
there's
go
one on PlayStation.
Brave
it's called the Brave Little
Toaster
Goes to Mars. Oh, that's a game. Never mind. It's not a game. You can buy it download.
A Brave Little... We should make a Go-Go Nippon.
Let's Brave play. Little Toaster. Oh, my gosh.
Have you never seen
you
the Brave
Little
Toaster?
Do you know what Brave Little Toaster is, Austin?
No.
You do not have a childhood.
God, I'm ashamed, Austin. I am ashamed. God.
You do not know what the Brave Little Toaster is. It's the kids these days, they grow up on Flappy Birds. La, la, la. Back
I don't,
in my
I never
day,
had
watched
Flappy Bird.
Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, God, Austin, you're so low. Oh, God, I killed him.
What is this life speak of?
So, I don't quite remember the Brave Little Toaster, but I'm going to try to describe it as the best way I can. So,
I
you are
it.
A toaster who
Dude,
gets...
he got on a train with, like, a cat.
And that's...
And a blender.
What are you
that's
talking
I
about?
I don't even remember what the name... It was, like, the Brave Little Toaster, like, goes on a train. Something stupid like that. And the Brave Little... The dude that was in love with the cat, except he was, like, a blender, he ended up being, like, I don't know. It was weird. Civil protection! Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't no-clip on me.
Anyway, so, Let's talk about some older news. It's kind of older.
No, wait. We never finished AC Unity.
We're not. Because, oh.
It's over, Austin.
Okay. Oh. The Source 2 engine.
Woo!
Because I love talking about that.
Hype.
So, to me, I think what the biggest thing about the
Source 2...
PC
gaming is advanced.
I think, to me, what the biggest thing about the Source 2 engine is going to be... is... I think there's going to be more... I think it's going to be more developer than user, really. Because right now, the Source engine and Portal and Global Offense looks really good. You know?
Yeah.
It looks great. Because they've done updates on it. So, I think it's... But you're still... game developing... You're using about a 10-year-old software. It's called Hammer. And it's horrible to develop with. I mean, I think it's more developer side. Easier to develop games with. I think that's what it's really gonna be. So maybe Valve time won't be so long. To make it easier.
Or will it?
So there's some leaked screenshots of a re-rendered, the plantation level on Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah.
Rebuilt in Source 2 with increased level of detail.
Austin is not interested in this at all.
How dare you?
You've already seen it all.
Yeah, but I love how the top says Valve Confidential and yet it's all over the internet. But yeah, you can see the light and the leaves and stuff are really good.
The leaves look awesome in this
game. Leaves. I mean, they need to have a raking simulator. They need to have a simulator.
You're a dude sitting at a computer playing a simulator. It plays like a surgeon simulator because you got to control your like hands and everything, except you don't perform surgery.
Yeah. So. I think that's about it, guys. We're getting close to time.
Oh my god.
If not, I guess time. I mean, I can't believe I've been yakking my
time
mouth.
Time is a perception of life.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
I have one last question.
Stuff.
What?
Where's Waldo?
Up your butt.
Waldo.
Really?
Is one with Vanquishin.
Oh no. No!
It's Waldo is one with Vanquishin. Where's Waldo.com? Well.
Really?
Drake is just looking up stuff that's relative to what we've been talking about.
Yes, because I care about the podcast and I care about you, which is why you should subscribe.
No, you don't.
Shh, don't let them know that. Don't let them know that. I'm just looking at the thousands of pukes right and sent in the Skype chat.
Next is cakes.
Well, okay. So, I believe this has been our first podcast. I've thought it's going to go really well.
No, it's not. This has been our third. Me and Austin have been doing this for years now.
Yeah.
Well, if you've been doing it for the years, then why have you only done two without me?
What?
Exactly! No, you said, we've been doing it for years now. We've only done two.
Well, because we
it's a yearly
thing.
It's a yearly thing. I'm running out into the podcast.
Really?
My mommy's gonna watch it. So thank you for watching our first podcast. We really appreciate feedback.
They didn't watch anything.
Listen to it while you work out, listen to it while you walk your dog, or
who
goes outside? I mean, come on. We're talking about our target audience. This is not our target audience. Our target audience is do it while you try to beat Titanfall or something. I don't know. Subscribe on iTunes and YouTube. I mean, YouTube, because you can see our latest gameplay. Subscribe on iTunes, because it'll just appear on your iPhone or iPod or iPad or whatever you have. And it'll be like, oh, new one-up podcast episode. And we're like, oh my gosh, they suck.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I predict.
Pretty much. So, thank you very much. And until next time, thank you. Goodbye.